Card 57. Love, unity, and democracy, on earth as it is in heaven. God's plan for human purpose and destiny. Love and unity. Remembering the good way. Love invokes love. World vision. The time for the church is to awaken now. The 10th insight, Holding the Vision, by James Redfield. Part 5, Chapter 6, synchronized with Mary's ongoing messages. The good way, awaken yourself, awaken the church, awaken the world. World vision, unity of heaven and earth in mutual love and democracy. The 10th insight, by James Redfield, takes place in a valley in the Appalachian Mountains. Redfield was there searching for his missing friend, Charlene, when he met David Lone Eagle, a Native American, who told him about the 10th insight. David revealed that it has something to do with remembering the world vision. Humans are to fulfill a historical purpose of uniting the dimensions of heaven and earth in mutual love. To fully figure out world visions, we must first remember our birth visions, the good way we intend to go in life. To find the good way, purify your heart through fasting and penance of forgiveness. Have mercy and love for your neighbor. Redfield and his friend Will traveled through a dimensional opening in the valley to the afterlife, and observed the birth vision and life review of John Donald Williams. Williams, one of a group of seven, had come back from the afterlife intending to fulfill his historical purpose and to help resolve fear and stop an experiment being conducted in the valley. But he died not remembering his good intentions. Someone was experimenting, trying to tie into Earth's electromagnetic field through an opening in the valley, which could disrupt nine dimensions and trigger a massive destruction on Earth. Later, while searching for Charlene, Redfield met Curtis Weber, a scientist. They survived a blast from the experiment that opened up a massive fissure on a top hill. Curtis had been searching for the experiment and intended to stop it using explosives. Redfield pleaded with him to wait until he could find Will again in the afterlife and learn more about stopping it with the world vision. The following is an abridgment of Chapter 6, History of Awakening. Curtis directed Redfield to walk south to a rock overhang, where he heard there was a dimensional opening. As Redfield walked, he looked for the overhang. He became confused and sat down tried to raise his energy. Then he saw an eagle fly from its nest towards the east. He followed it and came to a majestic overhang. The slope was covered with huge terraces of limestone. It had a wide shelf that jutted out, providing spectacular view. As he centered himself, an image of Will came in his mind, and once more he began to move into the afterlife dimension. When he opened his eyes, he was in an area of rich blue light. Will was there and happy and relieved to see him. "You're going to love it here," he said. Redfield, anxious, began, "It's imperative that we find this experiment and stop it." Then he described meeting Curtis and how they survived the blast from the experiment and how Williams communicated with them from the afterlife by influencing their thoughts. "What did Williams communicate?" Will asked. He confirmed that David said and what he saw in Maya's birth vision. Humans can remember beyond our individual birth intentions into a broader knowledge of the human purpose. Remembering this knowledge brings up an expanded energy, an awakening that can end fear and stop the experiment. He called it a world vision. Will replied, "Then the only good way we can help is to explore in the afterlife to find out more about remembering this larger vision. There must be an exact method for remembering it." Suddenly, dozens of amber-colored beings came into focus, exuding a feeling of sentiment and familiarity. Redfield filled his waves of acknowledgement of how much heaven loves him. Realized it was his soul group, he began getting memories of himself as a Benedictine monk in the 13th century France. Two spiritual ascetics from a secret Franciscan order asked him to help preserve old documents containing the insights, a secret knowledge that was in danger of being lost. The spirituals had been condemned as Gnostics and excommunicated for believing that a higher awareness could be achieved by practicing contemplative life in nature. Gnosis. A method of diagnosis or a good way to know God's will using intuitive knowledge and interior visioning used by Christians, Greeks, Orientals, and the author of these cards. My secret knowledge, be aware of and follow your first thought or inspiration. This is your intuitions at work. Everything after that is noise, leading to doubts and excuses. Redfield secretly copied the insights and tried to persuade the spirituals to make them public. But they adamantly refused, saying that the insights would not be accepted until church reconciled the Gnostic dilemma. The Gnostics were early Christians who believed that the followers of one God should not merely revere Christ with their words, but to strive to emulate him with works, illuminated in the spirit of Pentecost. They sought to describe this emulation as a method of practice, a good way to facilitate the act of letting go of God's will. Letting go to God's will. They wanted to give more than a mere lip serve to the idea. By practicing this method, they believed God's overall plan could be known. But the churchmen did not want to see their works nor hear their words. Redfield secretly shared a copy of the insights with a friend. Reaction came swiftly. He was asked to cease any discussion on it and to report to his superiors. Panicked, he dispensed the manuscripts throughout his order, hoping to garner support. He was betrayed, beaten, and left languishing at the stock for days before being decapitated. Turning to Will, he asked, "Why would the church create such a dilemma?" Will explained. "They were afraid to say Christ modeled a method for a transformative spiritual connection with the divine that everyone can aspire to. They feared it would empower the individual and they would lose control over that one. On the one hand, they urged the believer to seek the mystical kingdom of God within, to intuit God's will, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but on the other, they condemned any open discussion of how to go about achieving it by using an exact method. You were killed because you tried to force an understanding, an awakening, into culture before its time." Redfield moved forward into his life in the 19th century and the war in the valley. Maya was trying to negotiate a peace settlement between the Native Americans and the settlers. Redfield, a mountain man, was friends with both sides. Maya had won on the hearts of some but was reluctant to take a stand. The unconscious memory of his wounds in the 13th century were too close to the surface. Again, he moved forward in time and watched his birth vision to his present family. Through their upbringing, he intended to work through this fear and clear the tendency of reluctance. Regretfully, he realized this life did not go ideally as he intended. The good way that would have been the most satisfying way. Will said, "No one can exactly follow their birth vision. What's important is that you remember the good way that you wanted to go, thereby having the illuminating experience of a life review now. This has to be a key part in the 10th insight. We no longer have to die to engage in our life review. but can awaken now. Simply diagnose yourself, then strive to have a pure heart. Everyone has birth visions, but it becomes unconscious after birth. Understood through prayer and vague intuitions, Redfield intuited. Then human history has been a struggle toward one goal, trying to remember what we understood in the afterlife and make this knowledge conscious on Earth. A holographic image formed around Redfield, and he witnessed history. At first, humans lived in individual tribes with power gained by the strongest. Over millennia, mankind coalesced and built a complex of nations. The drive to coalesce into ever-large civilizations came from vague intuition, understood fully in the afterlife, that human destiny was to evolve towards unification. Many were born hoping to remember their birth visions, that humans can transcend the habit of fighting. They intended to implement a system that protected the rights of the weak and allowed for the free market and the free exchange of ideas. Yet, once here, this intuition was distorted into an unconscious drive to conquer and dominate. But through the bloody process, key truths made their way from the afterlife into the physical dimension. A new ethic of interaction began in Greece. A system that is followed in the afterlife, it became known as democracy. Nowhere was this intuition of democracy stronger than in the United States. Many people came with birth visions intending to evolve capitalism, but once here, their intuitions became distorted into a drive to build material security. Then came the 60s generation, questioning society's material reality, that human purpose was to create more materially secure world. They also found disturbing disparities in the system. Women and minorities were not free. The church was more concerned with outward appearances. Words were more important than works. Many turned to the Eastern religions, looking for spiritual reality, trying to connect with God on the inside in an enlightenment experience. New findings from these human sciences revealed that humans were only a portion of their potential, From these new findings, a spiritual experience reformation began. Human potential movement. Our behavior was no longer determined by what others thought, but by our own inner ethics. To those who had love towards others, ethical behavior was not a problem. Many used the new findings to imply criminals were not responsible for their works, but were victims of oppressive social conditions. A polarization was forming as conservatives reacted in fear against the viewpoint as they saw as permissive and liberal, leading to the chaos and the disintegration of life. The reformers, driven by fear, sensed that their hard-earned victories for individual rights in danger of being swept away by moneyed corporate interests who were exploiting weaker members of society and trying to control the wealth, ultimately leading to civil disorder, then police control. The conservatives considered the liberal reformers as a part of a conspiracy of big government using fear of increasing crime and civil unrest as an excuse to give control to a centralized bureaucracy. The reformers also observed increasing crime and degenerating family structure only the cause was not too much government intervention, but too little too late. Capitalism had failed a whole class of people. Education and jobs were not there for the poor. Many interpreting prophecies literally feared the way they were going to fulfilling our destiny, the apocalypse. Redfield saw beyond the fear of the birth visions of everyone and involved the polarization. Each had been born intending to help bring about a transition from a materialistic worldview to a spiritual one. Remembering the good way, that works of love invoke love. The growing belligerence was an aberration, coming not from intention but from fear. Our original vision was that our destined spiritual purpose could descend into the world, initiating a utopia of unity and of mutual love, and in a good way and symbolically fulfill end time prophecies. Yet clearly without the mediating plan of the world vision, there was no sign of hope. The polarization of fear would accelerate, and each side thinking the other league was the devil.